Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. My name is Lewis. I'll be your host for today. So, doing some research, we found out the name of the person that was actually driving that red SUV in Wisconsin. His name is Darrell Brooks. Apparently, now the media wants to speak about him and what he did, but looking into more further, he actually had prior criminal charges before. He drove his vehicle through witnessing kids and family members. But what a coincidence, the media doesn't want to talk about him. Don't want to bring up out his prior convictions or anything like that. Is it because it doesn't fit the narrative? Is it because, you know, he is not Caucasian? He's actually an African-American gentleman that did that, killing innocent kids, families. You know, so I believe they should throw the whole entire book of law for this gentleman for doing what he did intentionally. Now, it wasn't a gun. It wasn't an assault rifle like, you know, politicians want to do. It was a vehicle. So now the vehicle is going to be considered also a deadly weapon. Are there going to be more restrictions for vehicles? Like they want to do restrictions with the guns? It's something that, you know, we should think about. My question is for the politicians, or actually for the governor in Wisconsin. You know, how come you're not saying nothing right now? Because when everything with Kyle was going on, you were out there front talking that, you know, this kid should be arrested for the rest of his life. They should throw away the key. But with this gentleman that ran over innocent people, you know, while they were having a parade for Christmas, you haven't mentioned one thing, you know, and every other Democratic Party has not mentioned anything at all. So I wonder what's going on with all of that, you know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. The other thing also that came up is, what do you guys think about the poll ratings? Kamala Harris' polls ratings have been going down. I believe she's at 25% or 20% right now of approval by Americans. That is one of the lowest score any vice president has ever had in history. Joe Biden is not far behind. He is in the, 35, 36% now of approval rate. He keeps saying that, you know, the United States is doing a lot better in the economy. Honestly, I don't see it because I keep losing money on my stock market. I'm having less money in my accounts, you know. So I don't know where he's coming up with these numbers saying that, you know, we are able to save more money and we are able to, you know, use more money, because that is not the case correctly for me. But let me know what you guys think. Is it working for you guys? Are you guys able to save more money? Because at the pump, it's very hard decision. Sometimes I have to wonder, am I going to be able to eat lunch or put gas in my car? You know, I know a lot of Americans got to do a lot of thinking when they got to put gas in their vehicles. So hopefully everything turns out a lot better. We'll see how the midterms happens. You know, I feel that the red wave is going to be happening pretty soon. But thank you very much, America. Hope you guys have a good night and take care.